This special day comes once a year, a day of happiness, a day of great cheer. Though you're a disappointment most other times, I'm Corey Blaze to help you with this rhyme. Those therapy bills and endless medication are worth it all for this occasion. She may be judgmental and drive you up the wall, but if you miss this special day, a flight of stairs, you may fall. So log on to Amazon through our show's easy link, get that nagging bitch a special gift or a treat. And though you may love her, it's not to overpay to gift your dear mama on this Mother's Day.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. Oh, there it is.
Hey.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi.
How are you?
I woke up today. I guess it's great.
I guess it's going to be a good day. Anthony's awake. Well, Ant, you're new to the BDB Radio Network and Fat Guy Radio Show. And one thing that we do at least once a month is we go to our listener mail sack, where listeners write in to us and we read their letters right here on the air.
I want to read one.
So there's no letters about you.
Come on, guys.
Whoa.
Hey, don't make me beg.
Don't make me beg, baby, please. So I'm going to use, Philippians, if it's okay with you, I'm going to use the What the Hell is Corey Tweeting music because we haven't used it in a while.
You good. Go ahead.
What? There we go. All right, folks.
Going through the BDB Radio Network's agreements.
I don't know what that just meant.
I didn't read any agreements.
Can I get a little bit more in my headphones, by the way? All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Fat Guy Radio Show Listener Mail Sack! All right, and our first letter reads, Dear Fat Guy Radio Show, I just started listening to your show. I found you while searching comedy shows on Podbean, and your show was featured. To kind of help me catch up, can you take some time and share how the show started? Your new listener, Isabel M. in Franklin, Maryland. Philippians, can you put that in the background there? You know, I love telling this story.
I think I know it.
About how the show started. And I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. Basically, I had a love of talk radio. And I fell in love with it by listening to the big one, Duke's show, when they were on here in Phoenix. And after listening to them for some time and learning a little bit about internet talk radio, all of the talk radio stations in Phoenix went away. So I was sitting around one day with Philippians and I was like, hey, you know, all these shows are popping up on the internet. How about if we start a podcast? And neither one of us, Philippians nor I, knew anything about starting a podcast at all.
So what happened then?
So we decided that we'll just figure it out. And we were, our first show was taping microphones to like broomsticks. They were busted, broke microphones that we had to start with. We had a little small two-track recording unit and we were recording in a computer that I had since high school. And the first words I said as Fat Guy Radio Show was "Hello World."
Oh my God, that was awful.
I know. it was, but that's where we started, and Philippians and I just kind of built it from there, and here we are now going into our fifth year later this month, and heard in 79 different countries and over a quarter of a million downloads so far.
Wow.
So that's really how Fat Guy Radio Show started. Is that I looked at Philippians one day, and I said, hey, man, me and Philippians were friends.
The day you said, let's make love. No,
yeah,
wait.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it, and then let's go on the radio.
Yeah, so that's literally how Fat Guy Radio Show began, and I love sharing that story. So, Isabel, thank you so much for writing in. All right, our next letter says, Dear Corey, please don't be upset, but I have to ask, who the hell set the top of D-Tay's hair on fire? Your mocha cub is a good looking guy, no homo, okay, maybe a little, but his new hair is troubling. When and why did he do that? Sam from San Francisco, California. Well, Sam, I don't know why D-Tay did that to his hair.
Don't know.
Did he ever explain?
He did not.
No, he just came in one day and he had frosted tips.
What?
Yep.
But they're not, you can't, black people can't frost their hair because it turns fiery orange.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much how he has. But DT's not here, and this letter was prior to a switch into Thursday. So I, Sam, I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't have an answer for you. Our next letter says, Corey, Philippius, and Dite. These are a little, we only do it once a month. Love the fact that the show is streamed live through Ustream, but can you do anything about these damn commercials? They interrupt the show, and by the time I'm done watching 2 minutes of show, you guys have either moved on to something or said something funny. Anyway it goes, I miss parts of the show because of those damn commercials. Richard in Phoenix. To answer you, Richard, there is something we can do, but it's an exorbitant amount of money. We basically have to pay Ustream to take the commercials off. The other way to do that is if you are a Ustream premium subscriber, you don't get the commercials. So, unfortunately, Richard, we're not at a level yet to pay Ustream to take those commercials off. It's really astronomical
but
what
you
have to give them.
I can say one thing.
What can you say?
If you, like, keep your phone, food, drinks next to you, you won't have to get up during the break. You won't miss nothing.
No, not our commercials. Ustream preempts our show with commercials on the live stream.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't understand that. I don't even want to follow. Let's just move on.
All right, next letter.
My life got complicated. I don't like that.
I understand. Hey, guys, love the show, but I need to know, has Corey's little brother, Little D, been in porn before? I swear I saw him in a video railing out some Mexican girl. Little D has said on the show many times that he loves big booty Mexicans. Just wanted to know. I'll send you a link to the video if you want. Quentin from Jersey. Not that I know of. Philippius, are you aware of Little D being in any porn video?
I am not.
Anthony, have you seen Little D in any porn videos?
I don't know if I watch the straight versions of that.
No, Quentin, I'm sorry, Lil D. Next letter says, who is the baby in the picture behind Corey on the Ustream feed? Lance in Phoenix. For those of you that do watch us on Ustream, yeah, there is a little baby. A little baby nigglet is what I like to say. And it's my niece.
I don't even laugh.
It's a little baby nigglet. It's my niece, and I think that's she's the darkest, chocolatest little baby in the world. But yes, that's my niece behind me. Next letter says, Corey, I met you at the Scottsdale Street Fair a few years ago. When you were there, I didn't know who you were, and I thought you were kind of annoying at first.
Shocker.
But after a while, I found you very entertaining. You did a great interview with Erica Franzeev, Miss Arizona 2012. You told me about your show, and I forgot to listen for a while. I saw an ad for it on Facebook and started listening again. You do a different and unique show. I love it. Keep it up. Frank in Scottsdale. Oh, okay, well, there wasn't a question in that email.
Take a compliment and just
I'll
move
take
on.
The compliment yeah. and just keep God. Going. I'll take the compliment and just keep going. All right, and our final letter says, Dear Corey, I hope this letter... Oh, this one we have to... I'm sorry, we have to end this one. Dear Corey, I hope you read this letter during the next Mail Sack show, but I must warn you, this might hurt your feelings.
You can lean on my shoulder and cry.
Yes, the show is called Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze, but my favorite person on the show, I have to get to the bed. My favorite person on the show is Philippius.
He don't even speak.
I can't play it. There you go. When I listen to the show, he has some of the funniest lines that I think you guys miss because sometimes you don't respond to something he said. True. I've been listening for a while, and I've never wrote in on Facebook, but the funniest thing I ever heard him say was, I'm the producer here. He used to say it a lot, but hasn't in a while. He is my favorite. Not to mention, he's adorable.
Aww.
If you don't read this on air because it's not about you, can you please let Philippius know that I am his biggest fan? Aww. Thank you, and I love the show. Kelly in Tucson, Arizona.
Well, thank you, Kelly.
Why would I get upset about that? We all know that you are the one that everyone loves. It's the same thing on the Big O and Duke show where everyone loves the producer of that show, Drab T-shirt. I don't know what it is about Philippians.
Don't know.
Don't know.
Yeah, what can it be?
What can it be?
He's awkward, Kelly.
Yes.
But here's the funny thing. I have your finger on that button. The great thing about it is that it's Kelly in Tucson.
Yes.
That could be a guy or a girl. We don't know.
This special day comes once a year. A day of happiness, a day of great.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on fatguyradioshow.com.
I was in a relationship for a few years, and I think in the time I was in the relationship, all dating communication went exclusively to text. You can't call anybody anymore. If you call someone, they're like, what? Are you on fire? Then quit wasting my time. Text me that And I don't like texting people, especially girls. There's always miscommunication that happens. This is a situation I get into all the time. I'll text a girl. She texts me back right away. I text her back right away. She texts me back right away. I text her back right away. She texts me back right away. I text her back right away. She texts me back right away. Then I'll say something like, all right, cool. So you want to get pizza on Tuesday? And then I don't hear anything. And I'm like, what just happened? I know you read that. You responded to 20 other things I just said. What, do you not like me anymore? You don't have 2 seconds to say, yes, I want to get pizza, or no, I don't want to get pizza? Would you check your phone into a locker and go ride a roller coaster for a few hours? What's the deal? And after a few hours of no response, I get real upset. And I just want to send a text that says something like, well, guess who just got uninvited to the pizza party? You did, because I hate you now. Girl always writes something bad. Sorry, I was at my niece's ballet recital. We had to turn off our phones. Whatever, we're done. I finished that pizza hours ago.
Live from Studio G at the BDB Radio Network Studios in Glendale, Arizona. It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, from the corner office of a more successful business, here's Corey Blaze.
What is happening right now? May 7, 2015, live from Studio G, calling the cops through a Domino's Pizza app. It's Arizona's funniest internet radio show and podcast, heard on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can find us socially. Like and follow. Get your 2 cents in, America. Interact with the show by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. Standard long-distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24/7 or email us at FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com. Your comments may make it on the air. And today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Now, you know you've given your mother a few hard times growing up. I think back on some of the situations that I put my mother through, Anthony, and one in particular is when my father was building a shed in our backyard. I had to be probably around the age of 7 or 8, which made my little sister 3 or 4 years old.
Yes.
Because we're all 4 years apart. And we had 2x4s and cinder blocks in the backyard. I took 2 2x4s, put them close together, and packed and stacked 2 cinder blocks on top of each other, basically making a teeter-totter. And I put my little sister at 3 or 4 years old on one end of the teeter-totter, and then I climbed up a ladder.
Yeah, see, if I saw that, I would have ran over there and slapped you off.
I climbed up a ladder and was ready to jump down and catapult my little sister over the back fence. So I put my mother through some crap. I'm telling you, we have all put our dear mothers through some hell at some point in time. So this Mother's Day, make it really special by shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon button on our website or directly at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. You can be simple like me and go with the black gift cards or really kick it up a notch with a Nikon Coolpix L840 digital camera with 38% optical zoom and built-in Wi-Fi for all those pictures she wants of the kids. Or you can save 25% on a 14-karat gold diamond tennis bracelet or take advantage of the free one-day shipping on a sterling silver I Love You to the Moon and Back two-piece pendant necklace. Trust me, your mom's is worth every dime. Even if you don't have a mother that's no longer with you, there is still someone in your life that is in that motherly light. Give them something special, or hell, treat yourself. No matter what, shop Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, bookmark it, and tell a friend. That reed went all the way through that bed?
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord. That bed was actually, that music, real quick, where was that from? I have it written down somewhere. Flippers, do we know where that's from? Butthole Surfers.
Butthole Surfers?
Butthole Surfers is the name of that band.
I love that band. Oh my God.
I don't know why, but when I was at the barbershop last weekend, and he ruined my entire weekend. I love my barber and I hate my barber at the same time. There was something on TV.
Let me guess, that's why you're wearing a hat.
That's why I'm wearing a hat. No, I'm wearing a hat. No, my barber does a good job. I'm wearing this hat because I finally found this hat. This is the hat I've been looking for 3 months.
Where did you find it?
I under something in my room when I
Porter.
Was
searching.
Oh. Did you ever get that smell taken care of?
I did get the smell taken care of. And Philippians, you were right. It was a cup that had a drink left in it.
Ew.
And it, because the smell was...
It wasn't diet.
It was gross. But I found the hat. But my barber takes forever. He's so slow because he's in such high demand. So when I go to the barber, the cut only takes about, I would say... The cut and the shave takes maybe, I don't know, 75 minutes.
What?
But you end up it takes a while to make me look this way.
You ain't happy like that.
But it takes 75 minutes at tops, okay, when he's not rushing. If he's rushing, 45 minutes. But you get there and you wait. You wait and you wait. I got there at 8 a.m. Saturday, and I didn't get in his chair until like 11 30, 12 o'clock.
He's like the mini MVD.
It's horrible. He really is. He's the MVD. Right. He's the barber MVD. He really is. But on this TV, because they had some, I guess there's some old Negro station that shows old Negro movies.
I hope you're not talking about bouncer-centric TV.
No, I don't know what it was, but it was on the barbershop, and I saw this band that was from the 80s, because it was a movie from the 80s, and the caption said Butthole Surfers, and I thought, I gotta go Google Butthole Surfers and find out.
What did you get to before you found that?
Oh man, you don't want to know. You don't want to know what I saw.
Google Butthole Surfers.
Yeah, you don't want to know what I saw when I Google Butthole Surfers. But that's where that song is from. All right, hell, the gang's all here. Anthony's here, buddy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm just. Hi. I'm stuck.
Somebody had a couple of one too many energy drinks before the show.
And coffee.
Yeah, and to make up for last week. That's fine. And Philippians is here. Welcome, Philippians, to the show.
The producer here.
There it is. That's the fancy line. You know, I was thinking about that when we first started the show. We did do that a lot. I'm the producer here because I would try to make you do stuff and you would tell me no and you'd say, yeah, I'm the producer here. But then we also had another line that said, at least, what is it? I'm professional.
I'm the professional here.
Or we're the professional, and it was like, we had a whole lot of catchphrases when we first started.
We call this professional?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is amazingly professional.
I think it's at least one of us a professional.
Yeah, at least one of us is. Some stupid line like that. I don't know. Anyway.
Who cares?
Who cares? There's something that I want to get to at the top of the show.
You guys got to watch the TV thing. It's sad. What's going on?
No, I know. Anthony's what are they talking about? I don't understand. It's so far back. I don't understand what's going on. They're reminiscing, and I don't understand. You have to go back and just listen to all 400.
Well, I tried to jump in your thought bubble, but that didn't work.
My thought bubble.
Super shield.
Super shield. All right. Anyway, the opening bit, the opening clip, and I very seldomly highlight the opening of the show, the opening movie clip. We always play an opening movie clip at the opening of the show. It's something, it's an idea that we pillaged from the Michael Mara show. But this opening clip was the comic, I don't even know who the comic was, about women texting. Texting in general. I text her, she texts back. I text her, she texts back. There's another letter in the mail sack that I didn't get to that I wanted to save for the body of the show. But to kind of set this up, Philippians, what is my top three pet peeve that I bitch about all the time?
Not texting back?
Not texting back.
I didn't text you back last week.
No, you text me. Here's the thing that I say about texting. Statistics have proven that your phone is always within 3 feet of your person.
Uh-huh.
Always, at all times. You go to sleep with it. It's near you, where you can hear it, always within earshot. So when someone sends you a text message and you don't respond, 9 out of 10 times, or I would give it even better, 8 out of 10 times, there's a reason.
Because they're ignoring you?
Because they're ignoring you. There's no other question about it.
But what if, like, they're having a bad day, or they're just something, or they're busy, and then you're sitting here being all sensitive, taking it up?
That could happen too. So hold that thought, because that you may be able to
hold it and don't release that thought.
Yeah, you may be able to release that into this letter that I am calling the letter of the month. The letter of the month. And this bed is really long.
God, that made me feel pretty.
I know. I just felt you were just coming out. You got to do your princess wave.
Like, hello.
Do your princess wave.
No, I did it in my head. I looked much better doing it.
There you go. Princess wave. All right. That's enough. All right. So the letter of the month.
You scared away 3 people.
3 people just logged out.
They screamed and just slammed down their laptops.
Yeah. All right. Damn. Shut up. Dear Corey.
You sound like a witch.
Dear Corey. Way back when I remember a show that you did talking about how you helped a friend through a tough relationship situation. Well, I find myself in one, and I'd like to ask your advice on what to do. My best friend's sister is single. I've known of her for some time, but I've known of her for some time, but we never really talked other than when she was hanging out with me and my best friend. Just recently, that's distracted me, Anthony, for the love of Jesus.
Sorry.
Just recently, I started trying to express my interest in her. I even told my best friend that I was interested in his sister and wanted to know how he would feel if I pursued her. He said he would be fine with it. So we went out once. I thought it was a good time. We text back and forth and back and forth for almost 2 weeks. But every time I send her a text message asking her out again, she'd either take forever to respond or never respond. If she does respond, it's a reason why we can't hang out again. Or if she never responds to the question, a day later, we're back to texting again, and she acts like I never asked her out. But when I bring it up, she stops texting again. Is this a lost cause, or is she just trying to see how much I will pursue her? I think it's a game, and I hate playing games with little girls. If she's interested in me, then she would be willing to go out with me again. But if she's not interested in me, why does she always text me until I get to asking her out? I'm so effing confused about this. Can you offer any help? Clayton in Dallas, Texas. Now, I see your gun locked and loaded over there. Before you just completely lambaste this guy, I think this is a situation that a lot of people deal with.
Yes.
With the onslaught of online dating being so big now, everything is in electronic communication.
Yeah.
And like you said, Anthony, before you were alluding to it, they may be busy. Mm-hmm. They may be having a bad day and they don't want to text.
Maybe drunk. Maybe eating.
Maybe like, eating.
I wouldn't want to be bothered.
But then my argument comes into play. It's quick. Text. Boom, boom, boom. It's very brief. There's emoticons where you don't even have to express, you don't have to type out a full word.
They are?
You can just send a picture of someone laughing. That means that, okay, you laughed at the joke that I just sent you. Clayton, I feel your pain. I've been here and I hate it. I've jumped on Philippians and slammed his head up against the wall because I send you a text message and you don't respond. I know your phone is within your range because Philippians got his phone right with him. So if I send him a text message and he didn't respond right now, I'd be mad.
It's all right.
But
I'll throw my phone at you.
But this poor guy is trying to forge a relationship or get to know this girl. And when he sends her something innocuous, like, hey, how's your day going? Boom. She's right on the text. Oh, it's fine. Blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, this, that, and the other, you know, I had this problem, this going on. What about you? Oh, well, I did it. And then when he bumps up the, like, okay, well then within the same conversation, like the opening comic said, so do you want to get a pizza? And then nothing. Why? I don't get that. That drives me insane. That's why I wanted to hold on to this letter and to the body of the show, because how do we all feel when not necessarily someone that you're pursuing in a relationship doesn't text you back, but just knowing that you sent a communication and you were just completely, utterly ignored. If you send a text, it's not like your phone just said, this is not going to go through. The text is going to be sitting there. So even if you're busy, even if you're eating, even if you're having a bad day, the text message is going to be there. At some point, you should respond. How would you feel, or how would you feel if you were in Clayton's position?
So you're taking me off the leash.
Yeah,
I'm
taking you off the leash when you're not distracting me from the show.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's all right. How do you feel about the texting situation? Everybody has text messaging.
Okay, yes. First of all, okay, if you're gonna keep texting somebody and they don't text you back, get the hint. They are not really that interested. So A, you're wasting a lot of time, and B, you should already be at a point in life, hopefully, that you can read beyond just simple text. If somebody's not responding, they keep doing it over and over and over. You didn't say you did like once or twice, but it happened many more times than that. Then you should already be getting the hint that nothing's going to happen. So you might as well just drop it and move on.
But this in Clayton's situation is when he does text her, she texts back. But when he asks her out to take it to like the next level, and they've already gone out, to take it to the next level, that's when communication dies. How would you interpret that? So what is she saying then? Or how do you feel what she's saying?
I feel that as long as you don't talk about a damn relationship, she's fine.
So that's you would take that as a sign where she doesn't want to go.
How can you
further?
Not?
She
keeps avoiding over and over this whole relationship thing. But then yet when you
it's
talk
not
about,
even like talking relationship.
Or even just
it's
on
just
a date.
Simple as just saying, hey, do you want to go do something that we've already done? Clayton mentioned they've already gone out. He's just trying to get her or trying to arrange another time. You know what I mean? I'm not defending what she's doing.
She's not making any time though. At all.
So is it a lost cause?
Yes.
But
oh
this
my God,
so,
yes.
If it's a lost cause, so why does she continue to answer all his other text messages then?
Because she likes him as a friend. That's all that it is.
She probably has some other guy that she likes, and she doesn't want to get too attached to this guy.
Okay, so then
he's not showing the same, you know, as he is, like how he's texting her.
She's not showing the same. Okay, but they texting back and forth is what I would imagine.
But not about dating. It's
just friend text.
Yeah, it's at friends. Yeah.
I think this is I see your side. I see where you guys are seeing it as well. But I also see it from the fact that if she knows this guy, if she knows that Clayton is kind of digging on her, we're men's minds. Are you able to be friends with a girl that you tried to pursue a relationship with? Could you do that?
I don't know. Can you?
What was the question?
Could you be friends with a girl that has basically shot you down?
I don't know.
I'm going to answer for me, no. Because once you go there and you move out of that friend zone and it doesn't work and it's because she closed me down, no. I want nothing else to do with you. Go with God. Go your own way. I'm not going to sit around because every time I see you, and Gavin DeGraw has wrote songs about this, every time I see you, all I'm going to be doing is thinking about what we could have had or where we were supposed to go or what was supposed to happen. I would totally think that. I would totally feel that way.
Yeah.
So no, if we go from a friendship into a relationship and you shoot me down, you just ended everything. I mean, is that pigheaded? Is that wrong?
No. I mean, if you get shot down, you got shot down for a reason.
It's
so then
pride.
You move on.
Our pride hurts. So yeah, I would not be friends with that. I would not be friends with her anymore. I would not be friends with anyone.
Well, I personally think this guy cannot be friends with her because he is pursuing her all the time.
But
he's not getting the hint.
But you don't think she led him on? She's leading him on knowing damn well that he's trying to pursue. If she blows him off at one, I knew you were gonna giggle like that. If she blows him off at one time and then resumes texting again and blows him off again.
But she's only blowing him off whenever he's talking about a relationship.
Trying to get together.
Yeah. Other than that, she's being like super buddy-buddy-friend-friend.
I think she's being a little bitch, and she should come out of her face and just tell him, look, we can be friends, but going out again, yeah, we had fun the first time, but going out again, I don't want to do. I think she's egging this dude on.
She's not egging him on because she's not responding to any of his advances.
Why can't she respond? And we're dumb. We're men. We're stupid. We need it written on the wall. A, B, C.
How is that her problem?
It's her problem because Clayton is writing into a radio show asking for help. I honestly feel she's egging him on and she's being a little girl and she's playing a little game. She texts him, gets his interest all riled up. He thinks something is maybe, okay, she's giving me her time. And then when he goes in for the kill shot, she ducks the hell out the way.
Run out of bullets then. Move on.
Let's go to break. This pisses me off because this is a little close to home for myself as well. You're listening to the Fat Guy Radio Show, and so I love conversation.
Emotional issues.
I hate that bitch.
You need cooling, baby. I'm not fooling.
I'm gonna sit
all over. Yeah. All right. Back to school. All right, folks. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Woo, I hate the text messaging game. Oh God. You know what I'm gonna text all my friends? I'm gonna text my friends all one thing. I'm gonna text them, "Hello, Six." Hey Anthony, did you know that vaping can save you gas?
Wait, what now?
You don't have to get into your car and drive off your company's property to smoke or to vape. So many companies are forbidding people to smoke outside or even on the sidewalks in front of their buildings. So lots of smokers get in their car, people that smoke traditional tobacco products, get in their car and drive to a park. Or back when I smoked traditional tobacco products, I've done this. I would get in my car and drive to the back of a Safeway, the back of a supermarket, because companies are threatening to fire people if they're caught smoking on their property. So you have to go somewhere else or a shopping mall or something just to smoke. With Halo Cigs at fatguyradioshow.com/HaloCigs, you can vape in secret. I do it all the time. Sneak off into the restroom, sneak off into the file room, or close the door of your office and vape your ass off. No odor, no tobacco smoke, just clean, good feeling vaping action, baby. I have the new Triton tank system, and my American made e-liquid flavor of choice is Sub Zero. Gas prices are going up for no reason, mind you. Nobody can tell me why. So save yourself some moolah and vape. You don't have to get in your car and drive off the property, which is making you spend money on gas.
And it's getting hotter.
And it's getting hotter, and you don't want to be out there smoking when it's hot. I think it was like 82 degrees in Washington, D.C. this week, which is a heat wave for them. I pray for 82. But you don't have to leave your property, get it in your car and drive away, or get in your car and turn it on, turn your air conditioning on, and clamming up tobacco smoke. Halo Cig saves you gas. At fatguyradioshow.com/HaloCigs, I'm vaping, baby. And another thing that I want to mention on the back end of this Halo spot is that when you get your Triton tank system and you need your e-liquid refill, my Triton tank system and my e-liquid, and yes, my Triton tank color is mocha. You can figure out why. When you need your refill, you order your refills through fatguyradioshow.com/HaloCigs as well. Get your refills of your e-liquid through our link. You don't have to just buy your system. Get your refills through the link as well. All right, Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby. All right, so I get a little irritated and a little passionate when it comes to this text messaging thing because it's the way everybody communicates these days. And I think that my final opinion on this letter, and this is why I want to save it because I knew you guys are going to have a different view of this. My final opinion on this is that this girl is egging him on. I feel she's egging him on. And it's a little bit of a game play. If she doesn't want to go out with him again, I think she should just easily come out, be a woman, and say, hey, no, I don't think it'd be a good idea for us to go out. I'm sorry. put this dude to rest. But men, we're hunters and gatherers. We want to go out, and if we see a buck in the forest, we're not going to fire at it once and then walk off and go back, get in our trucks and drive home. No, we're going to go chase that thing down and come back, and we're going to get that buck. It's the same thing with relationships. He keeps texting her. She keeps texting back. When he gets to the money question, she goes to sleep. I don't think that's fair to him. She should say, I don't want to go out with you in that way. And then now the ball is in his court to say whether or not he wants to be friends or not.
Well, it's unfair to her that he cannot kind of just take a hint and he keeps blowing her up.
We're dumb. We don't take a hint. Tell us to her face. Come out of your face and say, hey, we're not interested. What's wrong with that?
Women, take a look at your webcam or computer and you will see a white guy to the right of me. He's dumb. Okay.
Oh, I'm dumb. I don't think so. Girls shouldn't come out of their face and say, hey, we should just automatically assume.
I think that you should go through enough in life to just understand what things are.
Everybody isn't at that place.
And also, I think you should probably see a counselor. And I'm pretty good at counseling, too.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not, because you've given me absolutely no counter argument. You just told me that you just keep telling me what I'm wrong, but you won't tell me why I'm wrong.
You're wrong because it is unfair to her for him to be throwing out all these expectations out at her.
And you don't think it's her responsibility or fair of her to say, hey, or to actually physically turn down one of those invitations.
They ain't married. She don't owe him nothing.
Oh. You know, the funny thing is that there's people out there that feel that way. There's gonna be, Clayton, buddy, I wish you all the best of luck, bro. I say I'm going to side with Anthony on this. I'm going to say bounce, let it go, move on. And then you know what? If she is interested, she'll text you.
Well, I wish him the best of luck to just kind of understand next time.
When you're feeling a girl like that, you're going to put forth the big effort. I've been in that spot. When you want to be with somebody and you really like them and you want to show them how you would actually work together, you put forth that extra effort, and sometimes it pays off and sometimes it doesn't.
Keep in mind, guys die sooner from women because of stress. Take a look at that next time.
I know. Look at the gray hairs in my. All right. So anyway, Clayton, I knew that was going to be an interesting discussion. Philippus, what are your takes on it? Do you have a take on it?
Go to hell.
Do you think that it's fair of her? Thank you, Philippians. Appreciate that. All right. Well, happy Mother's Day is coming up, if we can transition.
So anyways.
I'm transitioning. Oh. Okay. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and mother fathers out there. Are you not excited about Mother's Day, Lip?
I have four sisters that are mothers and a mother.
Oh, so you are going
to. But they're not your mother, so just ignore them.
You are heartless.
I'm not heartless.
Oh. Why would you tell dude that he needs to get over his girl? You tell Flip he's just
not,
to get
it's not
all
his
about
girl.
His
get over a girl, not
he
his
needs
girl.
A girl a sack.
Okay, I don't understand what side of the aisle you two are coming from. You want everybody to just read the writing on the wall and just learn and go and move on.
I thought we transitioned. Not,
I know, but he just told you to forget about your sisters that are mothers.
Well, you brought up the whole male thing again, so.
I know, but I'm trying to figure out where the hell are you coming from. So should he not get his sisters who are mothers presents for Mother's Day?
Take a look at them all and see which one you came out of. That is your mother. So happy Mother's Day to that.
I'm the oddball out on this one, folks. Hey, my bio does say the guy with the difference of opinion. I'm the oddball out on this one. Mother's Day.
Oh, I'm the normal one now?
You two,
my God.
You two are clearly
normal.
You two are clearly on the same playing field. I'm the white guy just sitting over here feeling for the girl, feeling for Clayton and his feelings, and feeling that all of my sisters should have Mother's Day. I'm the white guy in the letter.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Mother's Day. Any plans for you? Any plans for Mother's Day?
I haven't thought about it.
It's Sunday.
Well, my plan was from Cinco de Mayo to Mother's Day, drink.
And then he's going to go hit up his mom. Mom, menudo, now.
I need something for his hangover.
I need something for the hangover.
No, I actually just want to hang out with her, talk, hang out, talk, you know.
For Mother's Day?
Yeah, it'll be nice just to hang out and talk and just enjoy my time with her.
Yeah, I get to go buy a new shirt for Mother's Day dinner at my mom's house that the dinner will most likely consist of me being reminded that I need to lose weight, my older sister isn't raising my niece right, and my younger sister needs to move out of my mom's house that she lives with my mom, but then my mom is going to be complaining that she's lonely. It's going to be great.
You know what you do?
Hmm.
Get really, really drunk in secret.
Oh.
Yeah. Take a flask with you.
Take a flask with me. Over my mother is pretty much the Book of Corinthians in the Bible. How in the world am I going to drink around my mother? It's impossible.
I've never read it, so I don't know what you're talking about.
My mother would be, I don't know. It's Mother's Day.
Blame it on allergies.
Blame it on allergies. And then how am I going to get home? I'm going to have to Uber. I live 50 minutes away from my mother on purpose.
$50.
$50 Uber?
Yep.
It's going to be the Dog and Pony Show. And what's so funny, I was telling Philippians before the show started when Anthony was late. I told I said, my little sister is already sending me an email about Father's Day. I haven't even gotten to Mother's Day yet. I've ordered the Amazon black cards for all my moms. Got those out the way. Mm-hmm. So just go ahead and just deal those out like a deck of cards. And then my sister's like, well, I want to plan something for Dad. He's been, you know, really great. I'm like, I haven't even gotten over Mother's Day yet. Why are we already looking at Father's Day?
She's very well prepared.
I thought I was a preparer. My sister is an over-preparer, but it is what it is. But happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers and mothers' fathers that listen to the show. Mother's Day is a few days away. And, of course, Amazon once again. Oop, that was...
Oh, God.
Whoa, I don't think they're going to like that.
Wrong bit. Sorry, Amazon. There we go.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I'll make sure I cut that up and send it to them.
Cut that up and send it to the sponsor. All right. So, I have another transition here. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting to everything on the show notes. You know what that means, boys.
That ain't good.
All right. So, I have to give a thank you.
For?
I have to give a thank you.
We need Alanis for the thank you part on here.
We need a what?
Alanis Morissette doing the thank you for the thank yous.
Oh. Make a note of that. That sounds good. Thank you to Ryan Scott.
A Full Court.
Why do I keep going to that bed? Ryan Scott, a Full Court Press Radio. Daniel Taylor, also known as D-Tay, a Full Court Press Radio. And my boy, Philippius.
That's me.
That.
I got one. I got a good one for him. Here we go. Clip. Damn it. There we go. I want to thank.
How did you get a wet one in there?
I don't know.
Heavy one.
That one is a live recording.
Of you?
Yeah. Ryan, Daniel, and Philippius all saved me $100 last Saturday.
By shopping on Amazon?
Nope, because I didn't pay for the fight of the century that turned out to be the letdown of the week.
That sure.
No, it's letdown of like the past decade.
Oh, my. Philippius, you blew me off and said you were going to watch the fight at someone else who was more important than me.
Exactly.
And where did you end up going to watch the fight?
My boss's house.
You went to your boss's house?
Yes.
And you watched the fight?
Correct.
Or you watched the dance?
I watched the dance, yes.
You watched the dance. I didn't because, number one, had nobody to watch it with. Number two, I just had a feeling something was not going to be right.
Exactly.
I had a feeling that something wasn't going to be right. What was your take on the fight? I know it's almost a week later, but what was your take on the fight, Lip? You watched it.
The fight was quite boring. They did more dancing.
Did it go 12 rounds?
12 rounds.
It went 12 rounds.
To the anonymous decision.
Unanimous decision.
Unanimous.
Unanimous.
I think we just titled the show.
Dumanimous.
So they went 12 rounds to the anonymous decision.
Yes.
Yeah, they were anonymously paid off, but...
And it was boring.
Basically. Uh-huh.
It was kind of hot at times.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
I watched it. I didn't know you watched it.
Why you look over, like, how did I not get involved all of a sudden?
You didn't say anything that you didn't tell me that you didn't
said,
watch
hey,
it.
You said, hey, Philippius. You said his name. So I figured, okay, I'll wait.
I'm gonna tell you something, you little cute little Mexican here. Let me tell you something, sitting over there looking all nice and pretty with your face out. Listen.
got my lip gloss on.
I got nothing to say. I just wanted to get your attention. You've been fighting with me since you walked in here. I'm going to tell you.
Because you got mad because I was late.
And so it's my fault.
Yes.
And so it's my fault.
Yes.
All right, back to the fight.
She made it easier to get here.
Next time, I'll just move everybody off to the side of the road and let you get up the street a lot faster. I don't know.
See, I'm leaving this for you to think.
Okay, yeah. Put it all on me.
Yeah.
So you did, you watched the fight too? I didn't know you were going to watch the fight. I'm sorry, I didn't know.
I love, okay, I'm
boxing?
Not much of a sports guy.
Yeah.
I'll go to a live hockey game. Because why? They beat each other down. I love boxing, and I love cage fighting, and that's it.
UFC.
Like UFC.
Oh, God, that's hot. Yes.
All right. Okay, so you're watching it for other reasons, but okay, you're watching it.
I like to watch fighting. But the boxing, I was very hesitant to watch it. In fact, I wasn't going to, and then my dad's like, hey, we're going to go to your cousin's. I'm like, want to go? I'm like, sure. You know,
the
I'm
Mayweather
already here.
And Pacquiao fight
yeah.
for anybody that's
I really didn't want to watch it because of the fight before.
Uh-huh.
And I totally forgot who he fought because I kind of like try
Mayweather
to like
get or Pacquiao? That. Who are you referring to?
The one before Pacquiao.
Mayweather.
It doesn't even matter anymore. But the whole fact of it is that I just decided to go to hang out with family. And when I saw the fight, oh my God, why would you run like that? I've never seen anybody in a fight run. Usually when you run in a fight, that means you're scared. Go to any hood. Just. Why are you gonna run? Like,
so there was
I
a lot of running,
seen...
Flippius. Is that yeah. what was your take on the fight? I didn't watch it, so I'm just hearing and reading all over the internet that this was the worst waste of money. And some people that have Cox Communications here had problems even getting the signal to begin with.
They got lucky.
There were tweets flying everywhere about it. What was your take on it, Flippius? You watched it from you were excited to see it.
Yeah. So from what I heard, Pacquiao didn't fight up to Mayweather's standards, because as Mayweather fights his history, he's always fought, you know, where he runs around. He doesn't do a lot of boxing,
so he does move like
that. He moves around a lot.
So yeah, because I heard this phrase going around a lot too, that it was strategic or scientific boxing.
Yeah, so they said Mayweather or Pacquiao didn't step up to actually box with him how they should have.
So their strategy was for Mayweather to run and have Pacquiao try and run at him so that it puts Mayweather in advantage because he can stop at any time and take a swing as opposed to Pacquiao trying to run in. It just leaves him up to get hit even easier.
Another thing, after the fight, Pacquiao was not fully healthy.
There's a lawsuit or something like that has come out now.
He was, his shoulder or something was hurting before the fight. He didn't sign the waiver, and now all these people are suing him, and I don't know how much.
And imagine if Pacquiao wasn't hurt, he would have kicked Mayweather's ass because with the hurt arm, Mayweather did not knock him down.
Now, silently, I didn't have a dog in the fight, but internally, I was, you know, and I was asked a couple of times who I would pick in the fight. I would have went with Pacquiao because I just like Pacquiao because Pacquiao, I don't like the arrogance of Mayweather. I just don't like.
Is it arrogant?
I don't like that. That's the only reason why I would have went. Yeah, I agree. Arrogant little bitch.
Bitches. I've been holding that in since the fight.
I didn't watch it, but I was gonna root for Pacquiao anyway.
Good for you. You're back on my good side.
But do you think it was? Did you pay to see it at your boss's? Did you guys chip in?
Actually, basically, I got paid because he bought me a case of beer and I had free food. And
so Philippians,
I didn't finish the case of beer, so he sent me home with the rest of the case.
He drank on the way home.
So, yeah, I DUI'd after watching the fight.
I had a cop follow me for like a mile, too.
Yeah, that was the security that I hired for you because I knew you were going to DUI home. You're going to be DUI Philippius over there.
It's all right.
Why? It seems like the drama after the fight is more intriguing than the actual fight. I don't know. I'm asking questions because I didn't see it.
Pretty much what the setup is they're trying to get Mayweather to be this all-time, never been knocked out, the best fighter in the world.
Uh-huh.
And because he's been in boxing for what, like 27 years? 20 years?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah. For all these years, he has a really great thing. And the fact is that he specifically chose MGM Grand to host the fight.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of money tied in. So they, I mean, obviously when there's hundreds of millions of dollars being given to two people, you have this huge venue, this powerhouse called MGM, and you have Mayweather, who is looking at $180 million because of endorsements.
He could have paid $100 million. And they say that, and I heard this today, that Burger King paid $1 million to get the Burger King in his entourage when he came down.
Yeah.
Was there not a Burger King character?
There was. The actual Burger King
guy. The king.
Yeah, he was in a big suit and everything.
And was it Jimmy Kimmel that, or somebody that was in the Pacquiao?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a Pac-Man shirt on.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he had, like, I don't know, some hat on.
Jake Gyllenhaal was for Pacquiao, right?
Who?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
A lot of, and I know we're up on a break, but answer me this. A lot of people are saying that they feel like they got taken advantage of. Everybody feels like they got taken advantage of for the money, because even at the end of the day, Pacquiao has a wad of cash and Mayweather has a wad of cash, and everybody else is kind of left with just this feeling. Do you have that feeling? What's your final takeaway?
I have that feeling, and I have a feeling that MGM Grand is going to help bring down boxing as a corporation. I feel like that people are going to stop believing in these fights and believing they are real and start believing that they are set up, in which
it is
very, very, very clear with the Mayweather fight. And people aren't stupid.
Wow.
They were booing Mayweather at the end, literally booing him.
But yet he won.
Yeah. He won. So it's very clear. MGM, who the people believe in, not a corporation, has you.
Awesome. So words from
please do not bring down boxing. It's one of the very few sports I like.
Okay. Flippies, what's your final takeaway on the fight thing and how it all went down?
Yeah, I don't care no more.
All right. Well,
yay. We're back to fun.
All right. Speaking of fun, guess who signed up for yoga classes? We'll be right back. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Touch his foot with his mouth.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ryan Scott.
And these are all the crazy voices in his head.
We love sports!
And we can't get enough of them!
We love them so doggone much that we done created ourselves just to talk about sports all the time in our heads.
So come join in the crazy of me and Daniel Taylor on Full Court Press Radio every Tuesday on FullCourtPressRadio.com, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Hi there, this is Corey, and I'm here to let you know we need your help. We want to know more about you. So I'm asking you to complete our 2015 Network Listener Survey. This survey helps our parent company, BDB Radio Network, know what you are looking for. And it helps us find sponsors that will appeal to the gracious people like you listening to this show. So take a few minutes to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/survey to let your voice be heard. We roll out this survey every few years so we can engage how we are doing and how we can entertain you better. All responses are strictly confidential, and BDB Radio Network promises to never sell your information. Take the survey today at fatguyradioshow.com/survey. That's fatguyradioshow.com/survey. We appreciate your help as we work to grow this free show and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/survey today.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on fatguyradioshow.com.
For you listeners of Fat Guy Radio Show, audible.com is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. A title they suggest is Deep, a stage dive novel, written by Kyle Scott, narrated by Andy Arndt. One by one, the members of Stage Dive are falling in love. David, Mal, and Jimmy have all taken the plunge, and now it's Ben's turn. Only he refuses to fall into that trap. The sexy bassist enjoys his no-strings-attached lifestyle, but when Ben is forced to keep the one girl he's always had a weakness for out of trouble in Sin City, he quickly learns that what happens in Vegas doesn't always stay there. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/FGRS. Again, that's audibletrial.com/FGRS to get your audiobook today. Audible, proud to power Fat Guy Radio Show. Welcome back to the show, everybody.
Yes.
Hello.
I signed up for yoga.
Yoga. Oh my God, you're going to be bendy and stretchy.
Yoga pants and everything, huh?
I'm going to get my yoga pants.
Yoga blanket. They're not pants.
They're yoga blankets. Okay, because a lot of my, not my friends, because they don't text me. A lot of people have been telling me that, okay, I was with my dad this past weekend.
Who told you you were big?
In his new Prius. After he got back from being out of town for 3 weeks over my birthday.
Nice.
Not going to get into that counseling. I'm going to have to sign up for. But he noticed there's a little bit more gray in my face, a little bit more gray in the hair. And he says, what are you stressing about? Mm. And I'm like, I don't think I'm stressing. I don't consider myself a stressor.
You do stress. Look at what you've been doing all this whole show.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I only get stressed if people are late. The thing is that
it's gonna be that way there.
You wait. Everybody, the next show.
A lot of people have been telling me that I've been under a lot of pressure. So I'm like, okay, well, what do people do when they're under pressure?
Eat.
Well, yeah, but
oh, gray?
Lord knows I don't need to do that. So I signed up for a yoga class.
Mm.
I don't know if to congratulate you or be like, I'm sorry.
I'll give you like 2 weeks.
You think I'll go 2 weeks on it?
Maybe.
I have the first class Monday.
Mm. Monday? What time?
It's in the evening.
I'll send my
no
production
no
crew out
pictures,
there.
No cameras, no nothing. This is gonna be.
Into the security system.
I thought it would just be something that would center me. Like,
what do you need to be centered about?
I don't know. I'm a little. I guess I'm been a little high strung, and I need to, you know.
You know how you can not be high strung?
How?
Practice yoga. Hand up. Reach all the way down to the back. And pull that stick out. And he really was doing it too.
I really thought I had something.
Don't ever scold me again. I can't believe he was doing it. Oh my God.
I really was. I thought you were really going to show me a yoga move. You know?
You think he's a yoga teacher?
Are you?
Really?
No.
No, I don't. No. I used to do yoga.
See, okay, so you're making fun of me for doing it, and then you used to do it.
No, I wasn't. Well, now I'm making fun of you for thinking I was actually being serious. Oh. Oh, my God. The funniest thing, I hope you have a skinny white lady, because they're the funniest. because in my college days, before I decided the college was not for me, before I found out that the system had failed.
The system had failed him. Wow. The system failed.
The system. Thank you.
The system failed.
Thank you, George Bush, or whoever's running office now. No, anyway.
George Bush.
So you were doing yoga when you realized that college
failed.
I was
a child and I got left behind.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. But anyway, so I decided, hey, I'm just going to take up yoga.
Sure, coffee.
You know. Anyways, so then we're doing stuff, and of course, it's like,
it's breathing.
We are going to. Now, everybody, lay on your back. And so we lay.
Right.
And then it's like, everybody, twist. Okay. Everybody do this. And the next thing you know, we're in a weird thing. And all of a sudden, here is. Sorry. And then I'm like, my eyes open. I'm like, what? Who? Why? How?
Someone relaxed. So,
yeah. And then.
So much. They
and
fart.
Then all of a sudden, I'm like, do I laugh? Do I not laugh? Because it's quiet. I'm like, is this normal? So then 5 minutes later, I'm relaxed and I hear. I'm like, who's doing this? It's the instructor. She's like blowing gas like it's normal.
The instructor is farting during the class.
And it's like, excuse me. I'm like, and she does.
So I'm imagining this going on. And we stretch. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. It's a lovely time. Be centered.
Wait, find it. Recenter.
Recenter to the earth. And enjoy as the mech truck drives outside the studio. You're calm. You're collected. You're at peace.
Namaste.
Right? Is that not what it's like, though?
It is. It's weirdly as weird as that, depending on who it is.
I'm looking forward to it because I think it's something that I'm going to become more limber and I'm going to be relaxed and it's going to help me not be so uptight. And
no, you already know what the cure is for that.
Well, that's true. Can't talk about that. Okay, yes, we can. But I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be fun. And Philippius, you give me 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
I give myself probably like 2 minutes into the class. And the minute I start sweating, I'm out that bitch.
He ain't going to get up.
I'm gone. I got to go. I'm out of here. I don't want to be here. It's too sweaty. All right, folks. On the other side of this break, we teased it on Facebook, but one of the guys in this studio turned down a promotion on their job. And we'll hear all about it right here on the other side of this break.
See it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And usually it's too late when you realize what you had. And bye-bye goes back to a girl I met some years ago. Who told me? Just hold on loosely.
There are several ways to can hear Fat Guy Radio Show, and one of that way is the easiest way, and it's through Stitcher, the Stitcher Radio app. Why so special? What's so special about the Stitcher Radio app is that you don't have to wait for any download. Stitcher streams the show directly to your mobile device, no syncing needed. In addition, when you register your Stitcher Radio app and enter Fat Guy Radio in the How You Heard About Us box, Stitcher drops us a few dimes. There's no secret about this, folks. We're family. We're honest. We keep it open and live. It's a win-win for everybody. You get easy access to this show and all your favorite shows, and we get to pay the light bill. By the way, did I mention that Stitcher Radio app is free in the iTunes store, the Google Play store, and everywhere that you can get apps from? Even if you don't stream the show through Stitcher, help the show by just downloading the app, registering it, and entering How You Heard About Us field, Fat Guy Radio, all one word, and Stitcher won't bog down your emails just because you put your email address in it. Stitcher won't spam you at all. Stitcher Radio app, the better way to, well, hell, radio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hell gang's all here, folks. We're back. Philippius, our executive producer, Anthony. Just real quick before we get to the person who turned down a promotion on their job. Did you hear about the woman who escaped her abusive boyfriend by ordering pizza online?
I did not.
This is the coolest thing. Boys, pay attention. Lend me your ears. Papa's going to tell you a story.
You're already in my ears with these damn things.
He's so literal. So this girl was in a relationship with this abusive boyfriend. He wasn't letting her use her phone, wasn't letting her leave the house, and basically was holding her hostage till she decided to order a pizza online. And when she ordered the pizza online, you can put like a comment in the notes section. Like, you can put your, it's a place where you put your gate code if you live in a gated community, a place where you can put like a doorbell code or whatever, you know, some
special
place,
options, like, yeah, make it crispy,
yeah, make it extra crispy, or drop it on the floor and smash it before you bring it to my door, something like that. You can put in the little notes section on the little online pizza thing. Yeah. Everything is online. Everything is pretty much online now.
Yeah.
So this girl puts in the note, please help me, send police to my house, call 911, in the notes section of her online pizza order.
Wow.
And believe it or not, the pizza place believed her note and sent the police.
Well, if not, they would have got sued.
Well, but how many times would some little kid be ordering pizza and just put some stupid little note in there like that just to get their attention?
I've never encountered that.
Pizza people get pranked all the time.
Yes.
So I would have, I think it's hats off to the pizza place. I don't remember if it was what pizza company it was, but it, they basically rescued her from her abusive boyfriend.
I think that's very awesome. I think a lot more people should be able to just extend out that
I think so
extra
too.
Kindness and actually just do it. I mean, you don't ever know the real situation. And even if it is false,
it's better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Avon Park, Florida, a Central Florida woman helped saved herself and her children by sending a message in an online pizza order and asked the employees to call 911 because she was being held hostage by her boyfriend. The Avon Park Pizza Hut employee spotted what Cheryl Treadway wrote in the comments section on her online order. Employees recognized Treadway as a regular customer and called the sheriff's office. Mm. Her 26-year-old boyfriend, Ethan Nickerson, was armed with a knife and were holding her and her two children inside.
My God.
That's crazy.
That's sick.
Wow. That is, you're supposedly love them, and you're holding them. I saw this story, and I was amazed at this. Hats off to Avon Park Pizza Hut people.
You guys should save kids. You guys save lives.
They do. And they give you okay pizza. I think that
you're not a Pizza Hut fan?
No, I'm not a Pizza Hut fan. I'm a Howie's Pizza, and I'm a Ray's Pizza fan.
Yeah.
Peter Piper.
Really?
Yeah. It's a hood thing. You'll never know.
I guess I won't.
He'll never understand.
I am white as hell. But hats off to them. I saw that story and I thought it was pretty interesting. And when I saw it, I'm like, okay, well, why not celebrate the Pizza Hut people by signing up for yoga?
Why? By losing weight? You're doing the reverse of what they want.
You can't lose weight doing yoga.
Yes, you can.
Now, I'm not doing hot yogurt. I'm just
yogurt.
Going to
yogurt.
What?
You had hot yogurt, you'd be spoiled.
I'm not doing hot yogurt. I'm just doing regular yogi. Mm-hmm. So who
you are yogi?
So who got offered a promotion and turned it down?
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
No. We totally don't want nothing to do with this.
We know Anthony wasn't because he's the only one on the show that doesn't have a 9 to 5. You lucky, lucky, lucky.
I don't got a 9 to 5. I got like a 8 to 12.
you got a midnight to midnight.
Yeah.
Jesus, you work more than I have. I rejected a promotion.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I
like
don't
money.
No,
you don't like money?
I do like money, but okay. I don't know how you guys feel about horoscopes.
I love them. I think that they can be correct, but
I've been lied to my whole life.
Okay, so the day that this happened this week, and I turned it down, and I rejected this promotion.
You're going to be regretting it in 2 weeks?
No, I'm not going to be regretting it in 2 weeks, and I'm going to tell you why. My heart lies here in Fat Guy Radio Show.
You lie?
My heart. Here.
His heart. It's too heavy to carry out. Once he got in, he couldn't get it back out.
Along with his body.
Along with it, we got to remove the door jam to get Corey's enlarged heart.
Forklift.
I turned the promotion down because it was going to take me away from this more.
Yeah.
And I don't want that. I'm trying to get away from that place that I'm not supposed to talk about anymore because the policy says if I talk about it, I can get fired.
What is it? I want you to hear more.
I did. I literally said no. Because it was going to take more of my time. Yeah, it would have been more money. But this is more important to me. And this is why I asked about the horoscopes. Because my horoscope said this on the day that I turned it down. My horoscope said, fixating on your future goals makes focusing on your present moment impossible. Nevertheless, you are like a bee to honey today, and you can't take your mind off the road ahead. Perhaps the temptation of so many lovely flowers is just plain irresistible. Nevertheless, ignoring your current responsibilities is not an option. Make whatever modifications to your schedule are necessary to reach your goals. Take care of business now so you can embrace your future later without baggage.
I think that's very powerful.
Isn't it?
I really totally.
Preach it.
Well, Lord. I can't get to
it. Well, I'm glad you figured that out before you read a piece of paper to figure it out.
I did that before I read the horoscope.
Yeah.
Because it's true. I want to be here more than I want to be there.
Well, that's why I like being here, because I like people who have dedication and know what they want to
do. Extreme passion that I pour into
and
this
and a lot of sacrifice.
Oh, Lord Jesus, you don't know about the sacrifice. Oh, man.
Nothing. Crickets.
There we go. Why is it so slow today?
What you be watching on that thing over there?
I don't be watching.
Oh my God. What did you give it?
But that's so true. So, yes, I walked away from a promotion that would have offered me more money, but would have taken me away. Not taken me away from doing the show, but would have taken more of my time. And my heart lies here at BDB Radio Network. I've said it before. My goal is to be sitting in this here chair 5 days.
A better chair.
It's a chair on top of a bunch of bricks, so don't fall down.
A chair is not a chair.
You got the cement chair with
unless
cushions.
You are sitting there. House is not a home when... Am I alone on this one, you two?
Sure are.
Two little Mexican boys ain't got no culture.
I know who that is.
Why didn't you sing with me then?
I do not sing.
Really?
You don't want to hear me sing.
Sing. But
I will sing one day.
All right.
I will one day get drunk.
Yes.
That's like 3 months away.
I can't wait for that.
Oh, I can't wait till I can drink.
Having 14 security guards in here, but you're going to get lambasted right here.
I'm going to bum rush your wall. I'm going to be so angry over nothing.
Oh my God,
are you an angry drunk?
No, I love everybody.
Oh, all right.
In fact, you might get boned that night.
Oh! Get out of here. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. DP, I love you, baby. I'll see you tomorrow night. What a way to go out. That's the show, baby. We got to get out of here, folks. All right, today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Mother's Day is Sunday, and your Prime membership will get you 2-day free shipping or get an instant gift card like me. Perfect gift ideas for your mother, but you put her through hell like I did my mother. Now make her forget about it for one day by treating her to something special and something really nice from the heart. Mother's Day, make it awesome, make it easy, and make it all at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or get on the air by calling our listener line 623-349-1652. Lines are always open, and we rely on your word of mouth for everything, whether it's Amazon shopping, Facebook liking, Twitter following, or just getting new listeners. Whatever it is, please tell somebody about Fat Guy Radio Show as we continue to grow this amazing product. And thank you to everybody who wrote in into the listener mail sack. It was a little light. Bring it in. Bring the funny. Attack me. That's fine. Whatever you want to do. Please, somebody get something in there about Anthony. I'm going to have to hold him like a chick. Whatever it is.
Don't write then.
I'm going to have to hold him like a chick. All right. For our executive producer, Philippius and Anthony, I'm Corey Blaze saying skinny people, fat people already know they're fat. So stop reminding us. Join us next week for another Fat Guy Radio Show. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Bye-bye. Unanimous decision?
Blah, blah.
Hey now, hold on. Wait a minute. Have you looked at our sponsors on fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors? Well, why don't you take your silly ass over there right now and have a gander? There is amazing deals only available to those that listen to fatguyradioshow.com. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell an enemy. fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Now the show's over. One, yeah, we need to buy it.